All right, good evening and welcome to the May 1st, 2019 meeting of the Wilmer Planning Commission. Second order of business is consideration of the minutes of the April 17th, 2019 meeting. Is there a motion to file the minutes?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Any issues with the minutes? Any corrections? Clarifications? All right. Those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number three, general business text amendment. Sarah?
All right. So as we reviewed last week, we have a tattoo parlor that wants to be located in a general business zone, though looking at the zoning ordinance in this lovely spreadsheet that was put together when we did the shopping center district text amendment, it came to my attention that technically, as of right now, a tattoo parlor is not allowed in a general business zone. And so we had all, the commission had agreed that that text amendment should be made and had requested that that larger scope be looked at. Again, just to review where we're at and make sure we're not missing anything else if we're going to go ahead and do this text amendment. I do have intention of bringing up at the end to kind of a larger scale discussion point just about, you know, what we might look at doing next and what the commission's appetite would be to take on looking at the zoning ordinance as a whole and whatnot, but we'll get to that in a bit. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 8 different categories that are not currently zoned general business that are allowed in the central business district and the shopping center currently. And so those would be broadcasting studios without transmission towers. That's on the first page.
That's so that's not allowed currently in general business.
Correct. But it's allowed.
So that's what we need to be tracking here?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Interior design stores. That's on page 2. Again, both of those are allowed outright in central business and shopping center districts. Again, allowed outright in both of those other districts, pawn shops and paint stores.
That's page 3.
That's on page 3.
Pawn shops. What did you say, paint stores?
Paint stores and pawn shops. Mm-hmm. At the bottom of that page, allowed with a plan review in the central business district or outright in shopping center, are specialty food stores.
What was a specialty food store?
Honestly, in my mind, it's really not much different than a grocery store.
Right.
Is that, you know, I think of like Potpourri downtown, which is like a health food store.
That's what I was
Mr.
thinking.
B's, that type of thing? Would that be a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they may.
Maybe like food sales. But
so we allow it in central business district with a plan review, but outright in the shopping center.
Yep. And then on the last page, we have the tattoo parlors.
Mm-hmm.
We've got taxi/mass transit businesses. And we have wholesale sales. I added that one in. It's not allowed in central business district, but it is allowed in... Or it is allowed in central business, not in shopping center, but I added that one in as another that's allowed in the other two, but not this particular one.
So it's your suggestion that if we're going to look at this request on the tattoo parlors, that we treat the other 7 similarly?
Yes, I think there's a couple. I can kind of touch on a couple key ones that I think we might want to take a closer look at as to whether we actually want to allow that in a general business zone. You know, general business, I think, kind of encompasses the intent of that zone for it to be general business. We want to shy away from the industrial uses, because that's intended for industrial park. I think historically the Central Business District had those very specialty type of stores because that's kind of where they started. You wanted to see your tattoo parlors and your barber shops down there. In Wilmer, your gun ranges, all of that kind of use. But I would say 9 times out of 10 for those to be allowed now in a general business zone makes sense. I think kind of working backwards, I think wholesale sales in a general business zone makes sense. I think the taxi transit businesses, really you look at that being where there might be some sort of garage, but you're going to see like their office space maybe there or something like that. That makes sense. Tattoo parlors we talked about, that's kind of like it's almost like a hairdresser at this point. Very right. Appointment-based use. Specialty food stores, again, like a grocery store. Pawn shops, might be worth some discussion as to what we want to do with that. Paint stores, I think, makes sense. I would kind of lump almost into retail at this point. Same with interior design stores. I don't know if there's much difference between that and a furniture store. There is, obviously, but it's that same type of use. And then the broadcasting. Oh, we don't have to do broadcasting studios because
it's already
outright.
Yeah,
it's just allowed with a transmission tower, so we can that one can be.
What would be like Menards, Home Depots? Where would they be zoned at?
Those would be a general business.
Because when you said paint stores, they have, they all sell paint in there and have a pretty big one, so it's...
Right. Yeah, we kind of count those as more of your retailer, like general...
Well, there's hardware store listed here.
Yep.
Roofing contractor shops.
I think when we look at rewriting the zoning ordinance, I think some of these just need to be some of them could be lumped together and a little bit more cleanly defined, I think.
And maybe we discussed this last time when we went through this, but third line from the bottom, computer science / information technology business.
Some of these are added in there because we pulled out very specific uses that could be allowed in a technology zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that sort of business wouldn't be allowed elsewhere, but I think it's
because
that we're
they
trying
do exist.
To, yeah, we're trying to specifically say that these very specific uses are allowed at the in the technology district.
With respect to that one, which is an interesting, that would be one you would want to add because it's not addressed, except for the plan review.
Plan review in the technology zone. So, full disclosure, I work for that type of business, and obviously we're...
general business, so. Right above it, you have computer / electronic equipment sales and service, which I would count as the same thing, right? So if you were a computer science business that wanted to be in the general business zone instead of the technology district, I would say, yeah, because some of it you can argue is just office space, and office space is allowed. Outright, like office supply stores or office offices, business and professional, are allowed outright in that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and in this instance, every once in a while, we have trucks come in dropping off equipment.
Right.
All those types of things, like many other businesses do. We have some walk up traffic, but not a lot.
Right.
Most of our stuff is done either on site, but. But mostly at customer locations. So
the other, I think the one that I think would be worth discussion is the pawn shop. Because you do hear of of others that are, you know, plagued with, like, the pawn shop area, right? And then you start seeing pawn shops popping up all over town. Is that something that we want to only allow in those special districts, like central business or shopping center? Or do we want to consider allowing or making that a part of this text amendment change?
So is the intent here to go through, like, say, interior design, go through the ones that you start, you know, as you mentioned, and then see how we want to put them in general business, whether it be outright plan review or conditional use? Is that kind of what we're after tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the majority of them, because of their similarity to
others,
whether it's like a sales sort of use, like interior design, or paint stores, you know, those specialty food stores, those are all allowed outright in a general business zone already. I would just...
So we would just put...
I think allowed outright for the majority of these would make sense.
So interior would be just outright?
Yeah.
Are the engineering businesses allowed outright?
Yes.
Paint stores?
There's no indication in that line.
Yep. Again, some of those... The technology zone created a lot of very specific... uses, because we wanted the technology zone district to be more limited than, say, like a general business or a shopping center or something like that. Well, I should say general business or like a central business district. Whereas the technology zone creates uses that aren't already listed in the other zones, but I would say that in like something like an engineering business would fall into something more like an office, like a professional office space or something like that.
And I think there's a number of different, like that, scattered about different areas.
Yeah, I'm looking at that as an example, a surveyor's office, and we have had those scattered all over town as those offices have moved, and there's never been any issues or objections.
Yep.
You have Bolton, you have Bonema, you have...
I think this would be
from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
This could be easier to
O'Malley, yeah, Ben.
To make sense of this, if we had that kind of the blanket like office space and then indented in more technical things that are more limited in different zones.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
I'm flipping around here trying to find, oh, where's office, where's engineering, they're on whole different pages here right now.
The reason I'm getting at that is engineering doesn't have just office. They have their vehicles, their equipment, and and they're in and out. And customers come in an office setting as well. Clients.
So did some of these just get missed over the years?
And again, I think it's, some of it is that... that wanting to try and like almost tailor certain zones, which I think the technology zone would be a really great example of that. You know, shopping center, we did just expand it, but again, in that expansion, you're still trying to create a specific set of uses at the shopping center that are really focused around like retail and experiences. Though now you're seeing some of that expansion to things like office space, versus, I would say, general business tends to be your broadest umbrella. Limited business, we really see that being tailored to like office and like medical dental clinic sort of uses, and so they're lower traffic. Tend to be lower traffic, more tailored uses there.
I know you haven't been here as long as the technology area.
Yep.
But zone, but can you recall, or can anyone recall, any rejection of any proposed use in that zone?
In the technology zone?
Even though I understand that it's very limited?
No.
No, they've been pretty about that.
Yeah, I think from what I've heard, maybe something like Mr. B's was discussed quite heavily. Mm-hmm. But I think because of the uniqueness to the technology zone, that you have the Midwest Technology Campus almost as a go-to buffer that's enforcing the zoning ordinance in a way before it even gets to the staff level. Unlike, you know, you don't have a manager of the general business zone, but in some ways you do for the technology zone just because it only encompasses the campus. And so they have a very specific culture in their minds of what they're allowing businesses and who they're trying to attract. And so that, I think that's really why you see that that scenario for the technology district.
What I would want to see is that specific zone being used to try and limit approval of businesses that would fit into that zone also being allowed into the
elsewhere
business
within
districts.
The community.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And because some of these categories of businesses that I see here in this list would qualify for the limited business and are unaddressed in any of these other zones, but are in fact operated in these other zones without any concern or objection, I think that needs to be brought up to speed, too.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between limited and general? Is
exactly that.
So where are they? Are they around here?
No,
I'm just trying to remember so that when we're talking about limited, because some of these probably fit into, there isn't that much difference between them, is there?
There's not. The perfect example that I have of limited business is 19th Avenue Southwest. Okay. So if you think of, you've got
Casey's and some of them.
You've got Casey's and stuff out there. But you also you've got a couple schools, you've got a lot of like
family eye
professional offices, chiropractor, clinical, allergies, office spaces, that sort of use along that.
It's almost more of a mixed use type of
corridor. I had discussions with Bruce several years ago on that very issue, and his response was that the future of that corridor is intended to develop into business and that type of use. So as each one of these businesses have applied for their approval for use, they've been allowed to mm-hmm. move that along.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, in my general property just got more valuable then.
Yes. Or no.
Or no.
Yeah, some of those, what I would call like almost minor arteries, right? So you've got First Street, which is a heavily commercial area that then gets buffered by some multifamily or central business district. And then you go to those minor artery areas like Wilmer Avenue or 19th Avenue that are much closer to that single family house area. And so you decrease that intensity for those commercial businesses to that limited business zone in that particular case.
And again, living on 19th Avenue, I guess I don't even see that as, I'm surprised to understand that it's considered more limited business. Because it, you know, pretty well looks like, you know, you can do just about anything there that you can do anywhere else in a general business zone for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was
churches
trained to remember what the difference
contractors
was. They kind of blend together.
Yeah.
Construction, office,
chiropractic,
medical,
mm-hmm.
education, mm-hmm. insurance,
warehouse.
Yeah. You can just about name them all. I drive it multiple times a day.
Retail, medical supplies. Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
And Burnix or whichever it is out there next door.
Yeah, Burnix starts getting into more of that industrial.
Industrial.
Yeah. Okay.
Cosmetology, engineering. There was a surveyor along that line.
Oh, Bonnemouth's out.
Yeah. But they moved, don't they?
Bonnemouth just moved.
Yeah, right,
they're north of town now.
I gotta get on that side of town.
Yeah.
I didn't know until I saw the sign out there. So at the new bed, so. Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, you're thinking that we need to have a public hearing on. Was it where you were going? Was that these specific ones that we were talking about? You wanted to have a public hearing on those seven?
Yeah, we would go ahead and, so I guess that's just the question. If we know, we all, I think the commission agreed that we wanted to do the text amendment for the tattoo parlor. And so I would just want to know if I am given direction to include these other ones. Or which of the other ones you want included?
And you were suggesting that pawn shops might be something that we would want to discuss.
Well, couldn't that go underneath some, be put there, but with conditional use and some other things rather than just outright?
Yeah.
Yep.
We just got done with the shopping center, so are you just narrowing this to general business, or is there enough similarities that it would be easier and for just to include limited at the same time?
I would just include.
So that we don't get done with this and we got to turn around and do limited.
Well, but there, I mean, it's not but that there bad might be some benefit to doing it that way because, clearly, this text amendment is being asked for because somebody has an idea that they want to do something and it's currently not allowed, and to let them hang on the vine might not be the while we hash out the rest of it.
That's a good point.
Does our ordinance make a distinction between say a pawn shop versus businesses like Goodwill or an ODU or Habitat or a consignment, or like this little one over here on lot, 25 that's being proposed for the office?
We don't.
Are those all fitting into the same category?
They're not the same as pawn shop, but we don't specifically call out a secondhand or a consignment store. I would say the majority of those are just lumped into clothing stores or some sort of retail.
Can I ask about the two restaurants?
Yes. So I think one, basically they're both restaurants, it's just the certain one, again, don't actually ask me the history about that, but from what I can gather, one includes like nightclubs or fast foods, where in my head it's a little bit heavier of a use. You're gonna have more traffic flow, whereas the other one, it excludes drive-throughs, drive-ins, fast foods. I would argue that it excludes nightclubs as well. So they're saying, like, if you had, like a McMillan's in a limited business, we would allow that by conditional use permit. But if you wanted a McDonald's in a limited business district, that would not be allowed.
Okay. So this. Okay. All right. I mean, it's just the way it's written out is confusing. The way I'm interpreting it is to say a general business couldn't have a full-on restaurant, but they could have fast food. This is the way I'm reading it.
Yep.
The way it is, and that's not correct.
No.
So it makes it confusing.
Right. It's a little tricky because part of it is reading the text versus putting it in an Excel spreadsheet as well.
Right.
It does get a little confusing when you're...
This is not your spreadsheet, as I recall.
No, Megan started this one, and I've kind of ran with it.
Or maybe...
But I think at the same time, I think looking at the spreadsheet does show you that there are some components that warrant us to take a broader, comprehensive look at the zoning ordinance, not besides the fact that it's from 1992.
There must be some reason for the distinction on the restaurants.
So. Yeah, and
yeah,
I,
it makes sense. But.
Right.
And perhaps that should be better defined or explained.
And I think it's exactly that, that in a limited business zone, we're trying to really limit that sort of traffic flow.
Sure.
We're wanting, I mean, a lot of those limited business district uses, though arguably they have quite a bit of traffic flow, they're really, by and large, kind of an appointment-based sort of uses where there's kind of like a max capacity that particular business might see in a day.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be helpful then on the second restaurant line, which says including nightclubs and fast foods, to include in that definition, including fast foods, drive-ins, drive-throughs, and nightclubs?
Yeah, or just...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really the restaurants, including nightclubs and fast foods. The purpose of that is just to say any restaurant.
Maybe it's just...
Any and all restaurants.
Maybe it's just say any restaurant.
Yeah. Yep.
So, if we have a public hearing on this,
mm-hmm.
this would be scheduled for the 15th?
Yeah.
And we need a motion approved to do so, or...
At that time, we will.
We can just simply schedule it. We don't need to go through.
Yeah, nope. We don't need
any motion and all of that here.
No.
So
no, we'll go ahead and just publish it and.
Yeah, everybody's okay with the public hearing in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we can't discuss some of these other things then once we.
For sure, and we'll if there's any alterations to the ordinance at that time, those can be made as well.
Sure.
Okay.
But you're going to have all this stuff all settled in. Oops. What we're proposing before then, because what do you do for a public notice then?
It'll go to the paper. So I will publish
to every
an ordinance, and then we will then hold a public hearing. And then there will be a motion made to approve that ordinance and send it to council with or without changes. And then council themselves will also hold an introduction and a public hearing as well.
But in your public hearing, you wouldn't, or in your notice,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't specifically say what you're doing. So people that happen to own this type of business would not know that that's being discussed at
the
public
hearing.
The
ordinance itself will list which uses are being included in the general business zone. So if that particular type of business happened to see the note, if they were aware of the public notice, they would also be the ordinance itself would be available to them so that they would know that those changes are being made.
Okay.
Would that proposed changes to the ordinance be published with that notice?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there any consideration being given to the rest of these categories, these zones, and what is allowed?
I think it would be my recommendation to kind of err on the side that that Steve had suggested to go ahead and move forward with this general business text amendment. And then I think it would be worth having the discussion. I think it would be, I don't think it would be out of question to start moving forward with the zoning ordinance review. And then we could definitely start with this section rather than, we don't have to start at section one. We could start at this section and then continue that discussion at a broader scale, but go ahead and make this text amendment for, you know, the tattoo parlor for the time being and that kind of thing, because this, that review will take longer.
Just so they aren't caught up in our processes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Would it be helpful that we had a draft of what is being proposed before we have the actual hearing?
Well, so that, I mean, what we decide tonight will be that draft, if that makes sense. So, I guess before we move on to this point, I would see interior design being outright, as well as paint stores and specialty food stores and tattoo parlors. And then I guess the question would be wholesale sales, taxi, max transit. Do we want a plan review for those? You know, to ensure traffic flow and storage is adequate, kind of thing.
That would sound reasonable.
And then the question would be the pawn shops as to what, if we want to allow it in the general business zone, and if we do, what level of review would we want on that?
Why would we have music stores permitted outright in general business and shopping center, but not at all in central business?
Music stores don't tell them.
There are, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This thing looks like it needs a complete review.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
How did I not see that?
And
we're breaking out sorts.
Item by item and go through.
Yep, I think
go across the board.
And that should be done before it's noticed, because...
Yeah.
Well, then maybe...
Well, okay, so then the other option would be I could move forward with just doing the tattoo parlor.
Yes.
And we could, before we start piecemealing all of these text amendments together, we could do that broader review instead. But move forward with the tattoo parlor so that this that business, because they're
ready to,
they're ready to go. Yep. They have signs out.
So
yep.
There would not be a big hurry to do the whole overall one. So I guess my thought was that, you know, if we do the, you said the tattoo parlor, no. That we would just kind of, however many things there are in here, we would maybe group it into like four groups in each meeting. That we would just take
just
A through D or something.
Absolutely.
And then go all the way across the boards. And then when we get that all done, then we could go do it rather than trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll package this a little bit differently for sure.
Yeah. That might take us a couple months to do that, but at least
for sure.
I think that's the direction that we would want to go. It's just simply take care of the issue that we've got before us, the request that we have for the single, with the understanding that we're going to spend a little time over the summer on this.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to get real complicated. We just need to give this a little better look than we gave it last time.
Some consistency.
Yeah.
Reconciling the fact that we do allow businesses in these districts that are appropriate and don't appear to be causing any issues and have been allowed historically and are not properly addressed.
Just need to codify it properly.
And there must be a rational basis for the limitations versus protecting turfs.
Yeah.
Correct.
And tackle general business outright, but nothing else.
Yeah, you can pick on any.
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
And I mean, maybe the question is, do we, you know, take away some of the very specific uses like bait and tackle?
Yeah.
Right. It's retail.
You know.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's just retail stores.
Retail.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. clothing stores outright, but department stores are with plan review. And what's the difference?
That could be different, though.
Yeah.
There's a big difference in traffic for a department store versus like a little
boutique.
Yeah, like that beauty box. There's a whole different traffic set than what Kohl's would be.
Well, perhaps that becomes an issue of defining the particular business a little better.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like the judge said about pornography. I'll know it when I see it.
You don't want to go down that slippery slope.
Adult entertainment uses are conditional and general business.
Boy, you came up with that right.
Well, it was in the top.
It's what's written
there.
It was at the top of the list.
I don't think that needs anything.
It was within his prurient interest.
So if we change just the tattoo, do we still need a public hearing?
Yes, because it still has to be done by ordinance.
So then, if we're just going to do that, we still don't need a motion tonight to do that?
No, I will, yep. Steph is still directed to do those.
Next meeting will just be the tattoo.
Okay. Yep.
And then if anyone asks, then we they can just know that our discussion points here is that we're going to take a look at the rest of it as well. This isn't just one thing that we're doing for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're just simply advancing this one because the requests have been made.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's move on. Item number 4, miscellany. I think you were alluding to the zoning ordinance as a whole.
Yeah. So I think we reviewed and revised the subdivision ordinance last year, and we kind of were going by date because that one was last.
The oldest.
Was the oldest. It was approved in like 1964. So now we move up the line to 92, which would be our zoning ordinance. I think it would be about time to go ahead and start reviewing that, and I think we'll go ahead and start with this particular section. So for next time, I would pull some examples from some other cities, look at how they structure it, and how they've kind of morphed it over the years. And then we'll take it in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
We won't look at the whole page all the time, because again, this is just commercial, this isn't industrial, this isn't residential, all of that, so.
Okay.
Take a look at that. And then after that, we also have the comprehensive plan, which is a little bit longer planning. We'll probably pull in some professional services and stuff for that as well, but I think it would be nearing time to start considering that as well once we get through the zoning ordinance, which will take a little while. So.
It's been, 10 years or so since the comp plan was last addressed?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Greater Minnesota cities are not required by law to adopt comprehensive plans at all, but it is best practice, especially for a city of this size. The Met Council requires metropolitan cities to adopt new comprehensive plans every 10 years. So we would be behind that schedule, but I don't think it will be by a whole lot.
Right.
There's definitely some good things that we've got accomplished from the comp plan from last time, including revisions of things like the subdivision and the zoning ordinance. And I think that there's just some room for some updating and revisioning and things like that. So,
yeah.
So just because you adopt a comp plan does not burden you with having to renew that every 10 years. It's a best practice too, but you're not under any...
Exactly. Yeah, we could let that sit on a shelf and collect dust the rest of its life if we wanted to.
But they're not going to say, hey, you're over here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And it might be nice to revisit some institutional knowledge. Maybe ask Bruce to just review what happened the last time since he was here and none of the rest of us wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would imagine he'd love to come back for something like that.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. And then an update on City Hall. The hot topic of the month, perhaps longer than that. So I was reviewing last time we talked. We had just held our public hearing at the fire hall station, but the city hall task force had not met again, nor had it gone back to council. And so after the city hall task force, after the public hearing for the fire hall station site, the city hall task force again reviewed that site, determined that there was enough concern expressed about that site that it just wasn't right. And within that time frame as well, the Block 25 old Nelson Laundry property went up for sale, which was the entire reason that it had to be taken off the list last time, because it wasn't for sale. We didn't have a price on it. We couldn't purchase it. Therefore, we couldn't pursue that site because it just wasn't available. And so now that it is available, I think it's safe to say that that would be the majority of the task force's choice to see that new construction. We have gotten numbers that renovation of something like the current building or any other building renovation runs about 95% of new construction cost. And so with that in mind, with the parking on this site, I think it's safe to say that Block 25 is the number one choice for the task force. They continue to stick to the desire for City Hall to stay downtown, which is why sites like the community center or the Candy Mall were checked off the list previously, and I would anticipate the same to happen. I know just today the Candy Mall sent the city a proposal to buy a portion of the mall. They claim for cost-saving purposes, but again, you would have to do renovation there. There would be components of, you know, resurfacing parking lot or snow removal and different things that would only add to the cost of that site. And so, you know, cost, while it's not the sole reason for a particular site, it is high on the priority list for council members. And so the Block 25 site, the city currently owns half of it. It's a parking lot. And then the other half, we look at about $200,000 for the purchase of that if we purchase all of it.
I find it interesting that Rockstep would require that the city have to pay to have the parking lot west of the Kmart side of the mall upgraded with new asphalt. In other words, the majority of the parking lot, when they've been unwilling to invest in it for decades.
Did it say in there that the city was going to be responsible for snow removal for the whole property?
I don't know if it's
for the whole. Yeah. Our burden.
For the whole property.
All snow removal at the mall.
I mean, that would.
That's it's a great deal for Rockstep, but you take a building of that size and you're going to try to remodel it into something that's not retail, that is going to be offices. You're looking at a pig in a poke here. It's the cost would run massively higher than probably anything else that the task force has looked at. I did want to commend you guys for, I'm sorry I had to miss the meeting, but my doctor said I needed to go 2 weeks ago for your discussion on the city hall. And I think it's important that we weigh in on it and that the task force and the city council and the mayor hear what we have to say. Just because I wasn't here, I do want to put my 2 cents worth in on the record. You can have all the public meetings that you want. You can have all the discussion that you want, but elected officials need to remember a couple of things. A, the only people who are going to show up at these meetings are people who don't want anything done or have a particular axe to grind. They're not representative of the community at large, and number two, people who think that they should get a vote on whether or not something happens or it doesn't happen. There are elections every 2 years. That's where the vote actually is. And the elected officials need to remember that that's why they were selected, to make actual decisions for the city at large. That's what you're there for. And if you're unwilling to make a decision, then you should perhaps rethink your reasons for being on the council in the first place. You either stand for something or you stand for nothing. And take it up, figure it out amongst themselves, and then come to a consensus and make a damn decision. Soapbox can be kicked to the side now. I'm done with that.
I'd like
so had I been here, that's what I would have said.
In these cost estimates that are currently being bandied around, I don't see, and I may be wrong, but I don't see costs of reclamation of the existing office building being included, or what the plans are for that. If you add that cost into it, you might find that any of these proposals are significant.
Reclamation of this
building?
This property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to, are the plans to shovel it off on the first private person that comes in, or are we going to turn it into a parking lot, or what are the plans and what are the costs?
Tear it to the ground. It's a sick building.
That's
literally.
We talked about that last meeting. And
But I don't see those plans as part of the cost estimates that we're discussing among the council.
Yeah. I think those decisions haven't been made yet. As the staff designee on both the task force and planning commission, I do continue to bring that up. And kind of give the task force some updates about where planning commission stands, and always kind of take that stance and make sure those on the task force are aware of planning commission's thoughts. I know that there was a demolition cost obtained, but then the question would be exactly that. Does it turn into parking? Does it turn into some sort of playground, play space, green space? Do you look at trying to sell, where's the deadline with district heat, if we're going to have to put in temporary heat here, if staff has to be here past probably August, September of next year? District heat gets shut off in June of 2020, but, you know, that'll buy us a little bit of summertime where we don't need to heat the building, but you never know when that cold is coming. Absolutely.
I think there is. This did get turned into a parking lot. I don't know that that would be just a totally bad thing when you look at with the businesses that are close. You look still that there's still the need for a little bit longer term for the employees that are downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You get events going on at the auditorium. At noon hour, just when they have played basketball and stuff, you know it's how bad. The courthouse is going to use it, and
absolutely.
For overflows and stuff like that.
The blocks away and the big production that you need.
There's quite a few restaurants nearby. Yeah. I have trouble parking on the street when I go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And has there been any with that? The block 25 that excludes the business on the far east end.
We thought it did.
That Quonset.
Oh, does Nelson own that too? And it's just leased?
Nelson originally owned it, but I believe it was sold off.
They did sell it. So it's owned by the Wodash family.
He's got it. Okay.
They own both of these pieces. And it, from what I understand, it was sold from Nelson to this particular owner now. They have come forward with a price of around $100,000. For that property as well.
What about the one just north of that then? On the corner?
This one? Yeah, same Wodash for
together.
Both of those.
Both, they own both those?
Yep. And then the Nelson family owns the middle three.
Okay.
And then the city owns this collection.
So is the $200,000 for all of that?
Yeah.
All together?
Yep. So the Nelson laundry site is posted currently at $100,000. And then the Wodash was also at about $100,000.
And then suddenly you've got a whole city block to work with.
What was that?
And suddenly you've got a whole block to work.
Mm-hmm. On the surface, yours. that seems fair enough.
That's enough.
Oh, yeah.
Has the site been cleaned up?
That was my question.
I was going to ask the same thing. Concern.
Have they considered what's there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just pulled.
Because it'd be no different than that, the Golden Triangle site.
Exactly.
Oh, well,
As soon as you bore into it.
As soon as you touch it, you've got a handle.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if they took care of mitigation when they demoed they just
we were there for the we did the demo, like we did the work prior to the demo, but we didn't do the investigative work after.
Okay. So I have a couple letters from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. One was when they were notified of contamination on the site. Okay. And then this one is from July of 2018 that Frank Hansen, the fire chief, sent over. And the MPCA said that the petroleum remediation unit staff has determined that their investigation and cleanup was adequately addressed. The fuel oil had adequately addressed the fuel oil release from the underground storage tank system. Removed in June of 2017. And based on that, the MPCA closed that site file.
Okay, so that doesn't mean it's rid of contamination.
Right, it's just that incident.
That just means you satisfied the PCA. That's all that letter means. We're not going to make you do anything else at this point.
Okay, unless contamination is found.
What's that?
There's
contamination known there, so... The difference is, if you go in there to disturb the soil, they're going to want to know.
Okay.
Up front, they're going to want to know that. And the other thing there, more so, is probably the solvent issue with the dry cleaning business, because that is harder to chase. It moves faster, and I don't know where that portion. They were out here drilling again this spring.
Okay.
So I assume that probably had to do with the solvent portion. For the dry cleaning business, because they were out doing more borings.
Right.
So
who's they?
West Central.
Okay.
But were they working for Nelson's?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's part of the sale, I would imagine, or their.
Well, yeah. I don't know the.
Disclosure
we missed the bid by like $300.
Oh, jeez.
And he wouldn't use us. I said, "We are in Welder." realize that.
Well, you're not far enough away to be an expert.
Apparently not.
In typical way that we would handle these as a suggestion to the city is to make sure that their purchase agreement has certain contingencies on it so that they can get out of the transaction based upon the results of the phases. If you don't have that, it could be a nightmare for the city.
Well, you're never going to get a clean bill of health.
Right.
Period. You're going to say you've addressed it. We don't think you have to do anything else at this point. But, you know, beyond that, you start moving soil, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
But let's put it this way. You're not putting any offices below grade in all likelihood.
I mean, that's yet to be. You could request that report that from the state for the petroleum work and see what they found. I mean, that's public information. You can request that file.
Are those test results also made public?
They're not. They're available, but they're not necessarily made public. I mean, you have to ask for the report.
Okay.
And they'll get you that file.
Yep.
So, I mean, that'd be a good starting point. They can usually email you the file.
Okay.
But if those issues are able to be addressed, I don't see this as being a poor spot at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the state would not be like, you can't build here.
Right.
They want these sites to be developed because it's black eye if they can't get these sites ever developed.
Yeah.
So they'll work with you on that, but.
But you would have reasonable amount of parking. It's at an entrance, actually two entrances to the downtown.
What would be maybe an idea is to build the building at the parking lot.
Yeah.
About the parking lot where Nelson used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would probably be the better idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you'd have parking on both sides.
And I think that's because of the way that the Central Business District design standards were written. The building is technically supposed to be placed on a prominent corner. And so we do tend to look at either this corner or this corner as that where that building would likely sit.
Now, that's not to say either that you wouldn't necessarily be rid of contamination underneath where the parking lot is.
Right,
now,
right.
But it's a little less likely.
Chances would go up greatly that it would be a more suitable site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great idea.
But you're visible to the downtown. You're visible from the main thoroughfare, and you can't. My objection to doing anything with this building is it says to businesses or anybody who wants to locate anything of any importance here, if you aren't willing to invest in a updated city hall, you're really not serious about investing in your community. I really believe that speaks volumes to investors and other companies that want to come in. If you're just trying to skate by, and that's what the habit of this city and previous city councils has been, to just skate by and avoid hard decisions until they're forced upon them, and now you're spending $84 million on a wastewater treatment plant.
Or Midwars.
You know.
Oh, yes, that was just announced today.
You gotta do something to bring this community into the 21st century.
One thing I'd comment on this Block 25 after, it's a little bit different, but it's a lot of similarities after spending 40 plus years along the railroad tracks between 7th and 10th Street. The difference being, number one, is that you had the two railroad crossings. So it was in our building on the 10th Street side, you couldn't hold a meeting in that building because the trains would be switching all day long and stuff. And even but the power plant is a buffer in the utility office, you were hearing whistles. Now, you're not going to hear that much whistles down on this site. But what you are going to hear on this site is a whole lot more banging from all the switching and making engines. So, and that does make some pretty horrific noises at times. And
yeah,
it will be a distraction for that. I can, you know,
some of it might be mitigated.
Some of it might be improved with the Y, because they won't be creating as many trains as they used to, and hopefully the switching would go down, but there is a lot of noise associated with being that close to the rail yard.
Some days are better than others too.
No,
my office is right
down there.
Throw baseball through the
maybe on Saturday and Sunday
there.
When you're home they were better, but
on the same token, the county seems to have lived with that situation in a similar location.
Yes.
Well, to the west with no issues.
Yep, absolutely. That's a fabulous point. Because I know there are people that are hollering just about that very issue, that, oh, this is going to be too noisy and this and that. And
remember, that was built as a bank, so it's a big ball to it.
Well, this is going to be a government building. I expect it to be built even better.
There you go.
Nice and secure.
Yeah, it won't be built on the cheap.
And if you're talking about, you know, noise distractions, I don't think that railroad is going to cause any more than the church chimes that we hear every day, twice a day, at noon and at
that's pleasant.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
yes. Some people find that pleasant, and other people find that distracting when they're working.
Those lunch are supposed to be taken up.
Right, that's what that means.
It's an objective
every hour.
I think that, I mean, if you're going to attract a 21st century workforce, you need a 21st century facility for them to work in. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it just,
Yeah.
Would the proposed use of a lot with a contamination issue have a bearing on what needed to be done for mitigation? Let's say if they were going to, it's bad on this side and it's good on this side, so let's put the building here and the parking lot there instead of vice versa. Mm. Would that affect what had to be done if we're just going to lay a sheet of asphalt?
You know, it may, depending on what is at that site, there might be some requirements of the ventilation system in the building, that it's a continuous positive pressure so that you're keeping air pushing out instead of sucking in. Mm-hmm. And things like that might be required, but that would be probably through requirements of the PCA, not the building contractor per se. Right. That stuff is all workable. I mean, like I said, the Petroleum Brownsfield program is set up for situations like this. Sites that have been closed and people want to come and purchase them and develop. That's what Petroleum Brownsfield is all about. So they want them to be developed, but I would just, suggest to the committee or task force or whatever it is that they, proceed cautiously with that portion of it. You know, that cost can go up real quick with that contamination. And there's, that's the part that would be, what I would be most interested in is how that purchase agreement, like Clayton was talking about, how that plays out. Because the seller is going to say, you're getting what you're getting, take it or leave it. And the city is going to have to assume some responsibility at that point, I think. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows.
Or be willing to walk away.
Right. Everybody knows it's contaminated. It's public information.
Yeah. In these situations, the city may have to incur some cost if they can negotiate those contingencies. And once they determine whether the soil conditions are and whether they're suitable or cost prohibitive, then they can make their decisions. But if they don't protect themselves, they're going to be stuck with that property, and which would still be a great parking lot.
That are we being helpful
with the Domino's site? It was a similar situation. Trav's had contamination, but it wasn't deemed. It didn't have to be remediated. It was allowed to just stay in the ground. Well, I had some meetings with Marcus, and they actually adjusted how they were going to build this building to avoid the contamination area. Same thing up at the hotel in Spicer. Mm-hmm. Same thing, they moved that hotel because of where there was some contamination there.
So it can be worked out, it can be done. Well, Maybe we're sticking our nose in it a little bit, but I think we've got enough expertise on this commission and enough general knowledge to be able to have something worthwhile to say. So I'm sure you'll pass it along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that's been submitted to the PCA for work at that site is public information. You can request any of it.
All right, any other miscellany?
I think that's it.
So we're just going to have the public hearing next week, or you think we'll have a couple other things ready by then?
I think we'll just have that, and then I will...
We'll
start on the ordinance itself.
That sounds fair enough.
Perfect.
So, all right. Anything else from the commissioners? All right, if not, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded, we are adjourned. Thank you.